us to 8:30 on a Wednesday, 26th of June. Savage Garden with the Animal Song. And how appropriate, because we're about to get into a special animal-focused interview. And I told you, if you're an animal lover on the Dolphin Coast, this is going to be right up your alley, particularly if you are a fan of our wildlife, our biodiversity, and preserving this precious resource for future generations. There is an organization that's recently come to our attention at Radio Life and Style, and we're really excited because, by the sounds of things, they are, I mean, already for the last 17 years have been working hard right throughout KZN, and with a mission to engage, rescue, rehabilitate, and release wildlife. There is now a plan afoot to open a special Bolito base to service the North Coast. And what am I talking about? The organization is called Free Me Wildlife. And in the studio with me this morning, I've got a full house and a team who will help paint a picture and explain to you what Free Me Wildlife is all about, how you can get behind the mission, and why it's such an important mission in 2024. And welcoming to the microphone, the CEO of Free Me Wildlife, Wade Whitehead, is with us on microphone number one. Wade, how are you doing?
Mike, thank you very much for the opportunity. Doing well. Thank you for having us here.
Hey, only a pleasure, man. I'm really excited to learn more about Free Me and the mission. Alongside you, we've got Tammy Kane, Financial Director, very important position. And Tammy, welcome to you. How are you doing?
Thank you. Very well, thank you.
Great to have you as well. And a lady who's no stranger to the microphone, passionate local wildlife volunteer, Lindy Elms, is in the house with us as well, and very much a part of this mission to bring Free Me closer to Bolito. Lindy, welcome. How are you today?
We're all good, Mark. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here with us.
There's a lot of excitement in the studio. And this has been something that I assume has been in the works for quite some time. But for those who are only just hearing the name Free Me Wildlife now, let's just take a step back and get a perspective on how this thing started and what it's been up to over the last, is it 17 years now? Is that right, Wade?
17 years, that's right. It was started by a lady, a volunteer, who wanted to get this kind of work going in the Midlands of KwaZulu-Natal, and she came down from Johannesburg, and sad story, on her way down to open up the center, she was killed in a car accident. And so her legacy lives on through us, and we hope we are living that out the best way that she would have dreamed it to be in Free Me Wildlife, non-profit organization. And we are a professional science-based wildlife rehabilitation center.
Okay, so that's a point of difference right there.
Absolutely, yeah. We're not the run-of-the-mill. We do not pet, play, tame animals, wildlife. We are not open to the public in any way. We don't open any of the wildlife for public viewing because it's basically an ICU unit for compromised wildlife.
Okay, so there again, that's something that sets it apart. So the mission to rescue and stabilize injured animals and focusing on a particular area of wildlife, or is it really broad?
Full spectrum. So we are fully permitted with the authorities, that's your DFFE, down through to SNBL or KZN Wildlife, and our permit covers all wildlife that's indigenous, so that's your mammals, your reptiles, your birds, your amphibians, and including invertebrates.
Wow, okay, so yep. it's a full spectrum, full as you spectrum. Say. It's a whole lot.
That's it.
And the area of focus has been the entire province, right? Throughout KZN.
We cover the whole of KwaZulu-Natal, and what we found is we actually need specialized centers opened up. So this is going to be the first of one of those in Bolito. Because of the development that's going on here, we deal with human-wildlife conflict, mostly.
Yeah.
And that's where we want to focus what we do. So we're a service to the communities of KwaZulu-Natal.
That's incredible. So we're lucky to be getting the first of these specialized, localized satellite bases. And this is now something that we hope to make a reality really soon. Is there a timeline at the moment, and what kind of facility will Free Me be setting up in Bolito to service the North Coast?
Right, so this center is not a full-blown rehabilitation center. It's a stabilization and rescue center. So the team go out, they rescue wildlife, they support the public, the conservation authorities in the area. They bring that wildlife into vets, they stabilize it, and then from there it goes to permitted wildlife rehabilitation centers for the full rehabilitation process.
Okay, so it's got a special focus. And that's where having dedicated boots on the ground is going to be really important.
Absolutely.
And Lindy, I'm assuming that's where you come in.
That's it.
Yes, definitely. Really excited to do that. looking forward to getting started.
And you've got a history with wildlife rescue and rehabilitation on our coastline. You're obviously bringing that experience to the fore. And I believe you've also had to, while you've been getting out and getting stuck into rescue missions, you've upskilled yourself and you've made sure that when it comes to the particular mission at hand here, rescue and stabilization, you've got a base of knowledge to draw on. And obviously you're working with a very experienced mothership in the Free Me Wildlife team, hey?
Yes, definitely. My skills have grown since I've met Tammy and Wade. The ethics and professionalism from Free Me Wildlife is unbelievable, and it's really something I want to be part of. Learned a lot of different ways of looking at and dealing with wildlife to keep the animal wild and not imprint, which has been a big eye-opener for me.
And that's often, sadly, the case with many good-hearted organizations that are operating in the space with perhaps maybe not a science-based approach, where an animal gets rescued and to the point that it has been imprinted and interacted with human behavior, it might not be able to be released because its behavior has changed. It's become dependent in a sense. And so that's, when it comes to the Free Me Wildlife name, it's right there. Free Me. The idea is to release back into the wild. Am I right, Wade?
Absolutely. But there's another component here that we need to bring in. And we often ask people, what do you think we're about? Oh, you're about wildlife. Well, yes, but we're also all about people. This is all about people, and the people we select to be on our team, and Lindy's one of them, who's going to be running the center here in Ballito, is the people skills that need to go with this, the communication, and but particularly engagement skills are absolutely key to this service we offer, because it is a value-adding service. As a non-profit, all non-profits, I believe, should be value-adding services. Otherwise, you just become a drain on society. So how do we add value? And it's this communication. It's that engagement with the public, because people don't have malicious intent by treating wildlife badly, if you want to call it that way. They're just ignorant, and they want to know better, and they want to do better, and they want to actually help. So we're there as a support base for everybody who wants to do that.
That's an incredible mission. It's a really progressive view to have, and something that we want to get behind. For those listening to this who are keen to get behind in their own way, how do you plan to raise funds to set up this new facility, and how can the public assist and get behind it?
Okay, the first thing we're kicking off with is a really, you need to be seen there. This is a fundraiser we're having here in Ballito, and Lindy's heading this up. So I'm going to hand this over to Lindy now, and she can tell you a little bit more about that.
Lindy, what's the story? I hear there's a special gala dinner and auction in the works.
Yes, yeah. So that's going to be on the 2nd of August. We have got a special guest, Graham Duane, who will be presenting some of his wildlife experiences that he's a National Geographic award-winning film director.
Wow.
And Rob Thunder will be doing the auction. He's extremely entertaining. A lot of few other surprises on the night. And awesome. We have been sponsored with a racing cobra, street legal cobra, to auction on the night.
Whoa. Okay, so this is a serious event, and definitely you're going to want to rub shoulders with the who's who of Ballito at this one. Venue and date, where and when?
So it's on the 2nd of August at the Zimbali Country Club.
Awesome.
6 o'clock in the evening, 3-course sit-down meal, and all the entertainment to follow.
Brilliant. I believe tickets available right now via Quicket. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And if you just search for Free Me Wildlife Gala, I'm sure it'll pop up right there.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Super duper stuff. And listen, if you are listening to this and you also want to get involved, possibly as a sponsor to add to the excitement and the raffle, the auction, rather, what's the best way to get in touch, Lindy? Can people contact you?
Yes, absolutely. If they can just take my phone number,
I've got it right here on hand, or do you want to give it?
Okay, so it's 083-607-4498.
There you go. If you missed that, get your phone out of your pocket again. 083-607-4498. And it's going to be something really special. The 2nd of August, it's going to be here in a jiffy. We're almost ready into the new month. And that's one way that you can do your part to make sure that we can open this facility in Ballito really soon. Beyond that, I'm assuming as an NPO, you're always looking for support in cash or in kind, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can go onto our website. We've got all our projects over there. That's www.freemewildlife.org. You can contact us direct if you want. So we're open to all sorts of sponsorships, especially funds. As we say, we are a non-profit and we rely heavily on public funding to do the work we do. And please, we would appreciate any support in any form. It would be fantastic.
There you go. And as a registered NPO, obviously, you've got all that compliance going for you. So for organizations, companies that are looking to do their part to get behind you, Tammy, financial director, will make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Am I right, Tammy?
Yeah, absolutely. We can issue Section 18A certificates. So basically, it's a bit of a tax kickback so people can claim that funding or the amount of the goods or whatever they've sponsored back from their tax every year.
Very good. So there you go. It makes sense and you're doing good at the same time. And when it comes to that important part of the mission, educating the public, how should members of the public report a wildlife injury if they come across an injured animal of any type? Is there a hotline? What's the smartest way?
Yes. So we got two phone numbers. So during ours, 033-330-3036. You can talk to any of our team on that number and they can advise you. Not every case is a rescue case, so it's always nice to give information on the phone. We can engage with you, we can find out more, and then we can go from there. And then after hours in emergencies, you can call 071-228-9082.
And if you couldn't get those numbers written down, if you pop onto the website, I'm sure all the information is right there. And what is the website address, Wade?
www.freemewildlife.org.
Freemewildlife.org. You heard it here on 88FM. Of course, also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram.
Correct.
You should like and follow them now. And as we wrap up this chat, I want to know what your advice would be in terms of the most important things to do if an injured animal is found before you're able to get on the phone to find out if it's a rescue case. Are there some quick ABC boxes to tick in terms of making sure things are...
The most important thing is don't panic,
okay.
Number one. And then don't rush in and grab and try and feed animals. Animals don't need food when they're compromised, just as human beings, when you compromise, you don't need a hamburger. And then get hold of people who know what they're doing, who can advise you the correct information, what you need to do, and every case needs to be dealt with on its own merits. So very difficult to give a basic cover it.
A blanket answer. That's to that it. One. But don't panic is definitely a good place to start.
And remember, we're there to support you. So give us a call and we'll point you in the right direction.
Can I just add to that? Location pin's helpful. And somebody keeping eyes on the animal is necessary because we can't go out looking for it. We need someone there watching, keeping eyes on till whoever can come can be there.
There you go. So that'll definitely stand you in good stead. And you've been getting the picture this morning, Wednesday morning, right here on Radio Life and Style, explaining the mission and the vision behind Free Me Wildlife with a local Bolito facility on the cards. You can help make it a reality. And if you want to do your part, well, I would seriously advise you to get onto Quicket this morning and get yourself a ticket for the Free Me Wildlife Gala Dinner and Auction happening at Zimbali Country Club, 2nd of August. It's going to be a razzle. There's some seriously cool stuff on the menu for the evening, so to speak. And beyond that, keep tabs on all the Free Me Wildlife portals, Instagram, Facebook, the website, and my special guests in the studio with me this morning giving us the story, Wade Whitehead, CEO, Tammy Kane, Financial Director, and Lindy Elms, Passionate Local Volunteer. Guys, thanks for giving us the word on the Wednesday. We can't wait to follow the story and to hopefully be announcing the opening of our Bolito base really soon. What do you say?
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us here, and we look forward to serving the people of Bolito.
You heard it on your local station, live from the heart of Bolito. It's Radio Life and Style.